Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and verse 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, when Joseph was thrown into prison, it was hard for him to see how this road would lead to the fulfillment of his dream. Right? That's because God had a plan for his life. And He has one for yours too. Your current job, your business, may just be a preparation for the job God really has in mind for you. Perhaps not today or tomorrow, but if you stay faithful, there will come a time when you look back and realize how God directed your steps, right? Refuse to embrace any concept of victimhood that would steal your contentment. Your job, in spite of its difficulties, would have been the dream of some of your ancestors. Didn't you pray for this job you're now complaining about? Probably. As difficult as this may be to accept, you are where you are for a reason and for a season. So study, do the coursework, take the tests, graduate, move on to what God has for you next. There are certain qualities you need to take with you from your present position into your next one. Things like skill building and character development. You may need to learn computer and social media skills, plus patience and gratitude. You may need to learn how to manage an office, plus how to manage your moods, your emotions. When you are led by God, no experience is ever wasted because God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Amen. God knows what He is doing, so trust Him. He uses every experience to bring about His will and fulfill our joy. That's what God did with Joseph. He was in prison for 13 years, but later on, he was promoted from prison to the palace because of the attitude of gratitude that he maintained even in his prison. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you, maintain an attitude of gratitude in whatever your situation is, and God will lift you up. You will have your palace experience like Joseph did. You will have your experience with God. And you will be able to share your testimony with the world outside. Look what the Lord has done, that He has blessed you and lifted you up, for He is the glory and the lifter of your head. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Lord God Almighty, there are many who couldn't see this day. Many have slept in the Lord. Many have died due to accidents and terminal diseases and sicknesses. But Lord God Almighty, you had been gracious and merciful unto us in adding yet another glorious day in our lives, that we will behold the glory of the living God, and we will lead our lives by the power of your Spirit for the glory of your name. Today, Lord, I pray for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. We know that everything is working together for the good of your people. Everything. And we want to say thank you, Lord, and therefore everything includes everything. And I pray the Lord will understand that, realize that, and your flock will abound in the glory and the mercies of God. They will abound in the praises of God. And Lord, in whatever the situation they are in, Lord, they'll carry an attitude of gratitude unto Jehovah. And you will prosper them and bless them in their jobs, in their businesses, O Father God, and keep them from the evil one. I, Lord, pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. I sprinkle your blood, O Lord, and I speak healing and wholeness and health and strength and vigor and vitality to flow in their bodies. We thank you, we bless you, for by your stripes we were healed and made whole, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.